إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we seek His help and His forgiveness. And I testify that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is His final messenger sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. I welcome all of you and continue reading from the book Sharhu Aqidat al-Salaf Ashab al-Hadith, the explanation of the book, the creed of the righteous predecessors. When we mention this, what we mean with the Salaf, the righteous predecessors, the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and their students who they followed them upon good. The creed, as you know, is very important. It's the foundation of the religion, because it deals with belief. We learn about Allah in the creed. Any structure, whether it be a house, table, or anything, he has to have a sound foundation. If the foundation is sound, the rest of the components of that structure are sound and maintained by that foundation. But if the foundation is weak, everything will collapse. Likewise, it's not just for the Muslims to just pray and fast, hajj, this. They make sure that the foundation is sound, which is belief. Belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Believe in the angels, in the last day, in the decree of Allah, that Allah has ordained all things. Nothing happened without His leave and His permission. We believe in all angels, all messengers and prophets that Allah has sent to mankind, and all the books as well. All the books that Allah has revealed, these books that contain guidance, the books that contain light. So this book, the Creed of the Salaf, is very important for us to remember that the Salaf, they are the companions of the Prophet ﷺ. They were present when the Prophet ﷺ was receiving revelation from Allah. That's why they are the best of the people. No one can come after them and claim that he knows more than they know. They weren't even there. They didn't learn from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as you remember, there is so many texts from the Quran and the Sunnah that praises the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and command us to follow their example. To follow their example. Here in this book, there is by the explanation of our noble Shaykh al-Allama Rabi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali, hafidhahullah wa matta'ahu bis-sihha wal-afiyah wa ghafara lahu ولوالديه وللمسلمين أمين. Our noble Shaykh, Shaykh Rabi', may Allah preserve him
Amen.
And give him sound health
Amen.
And increase him in knowledge. May Allah forgive him and his parents and all the Muslims, Amen. He's explaining these chapters that deals about guidance, that guidance is from Allah. For the people to be guided, those who worship Allah and praise Allah and thank Allah, recognize Him to be the only true God that deserves to be worshipped, that's from Allah, is a bounty from Allah. Likewise, the other chapter, which is the whatever good and the evil people do, Allah knows it. Okay? But Allah wants for His servants to do what is good for them and to stay away from evil. But as you know, it's not the case. Some people, yes, they do what is good for them and stay away from evil to the best of their abilities. other people, they transgress and indulge themselves in a lot of evil. Also, that the Mashi'ah of Allah, which is the will of Allah, that everything happened by Allah's leave and by His permission, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Shaykh now is going to explain certain ayats that Al-Imam al-Sabuni rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned, like the ayah in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 54. قَالَ تَعَالَى أَلَى لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمَرِ. Indeed, the creation and the commandment is His, meaning belongs to Allah. He alone creates, and so therefore He alone gives orders, since He alone creates. أي هو الذي خلق هذا الكون وهو الذي يشرع. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He alone creates the universe. No one helped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the creation of the universe and all what's in it. So therefore, to Him alone belongs the legislation. He's the one alone legislates for His servants. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy and kindness, He legislated for His servants what's good for them. And He forbid them from that which is bad for them. ولهذا يقول الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله احتج الأئمة بهذه الآية على المعتزلة القائلين بخلق القرآن. He says this ayah here, indeed the creation and the commandments is Allah's, they belong to Allah. This ayah was used by the ulama of Ahl Sunnah, those who follow that which is right, they are on the right path. They use this verse to refute the Mu'tazila. The Mu'tazila is one deviant sect, like the Khawarij, the Murji'a, the Shia, Sufis, and all those deviant sects. These are deviant sects because they deviated away from the understanding of the companions. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he has mentioned to the companions themselves, he said to them, those who will live longer amongst you after me, meaning after his death, shall see a lot of different. Things not going to stay like on the time of the Prophet ﷺ, the companions around him, he tell them, قال الله, Allah said, they say, Bismillah, سمعنا وأطعنا, we hear and we obey. That was the companions of Ridwanullahi alayhim, when the Prophet ﷺ tell them, Allah said, they say, we hear and we obey. And they act upon it to the best of their abilities. But the Prophet ﷺ, he told them, but those who will live longer after you, they're going to see the change. Not all the people are going to like say, hey, who says this? Allah? Okay, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah. We hear, we obey, let's do it. Now, there are certain people that are going to say, no, I don't think so. It's going to be another way. Those people who they says, no, listen, the companions did it that way, well, there is another way. This from them, the Mu'tazila. Mu'tazila is a deviant sect. Shia is a deviant sect. Khawarij, deviant sect. Al-Murji'a, Qadariya, these are some of the major deviant sects, and from them branches many, many different sects. What this Mu'tazila they say? They say that the Qur'an, the words of Allah, is created. But the ulama of Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, they refute them. They said, no, the Qur'an is not created. فَاللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى فَرَّقَ بَيْنَ الْخَلْقِ وَالْأَمْرِ. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make a distinction between the creation and the commands. He make a distinction between the creation and the commandments. فَالْأَمْرُ كَلَامُهُ وَتَشْرِيعُهُ. His commandment is his statements and his legislation. Pay attention to this point, it's very important. So you can understand why the Mu'tazila went wrong. Okay? So, he says the commandment is his statements, his speech, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his legislation. وَالْخَلْقُ خَلْقُهُ وَإِيجَادُهُ لِهَذِهِ الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ. As for the creation, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all what exists, All the creatures, they were brought to existence by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. وَنَفَوْا أَنْ يَكُونَ الْقُرْآنُ مَخْلُوقًا وَمِنْ أَدِلَّةِمْ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ So the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah, they say that the Qur'an is not created, and from their proof is this ayah. وَالْمُعْتَزِلَ يُدْخِلُونَ الْقُرْآنَ فِي الْقَلْقِ وَهَذَا دَلَالِ Mu'tazila, they says, no, Qur'an is created too. And that's misguidance. القرآن كلامه وعلمه خارج عن الخلق بل هو من الأمر والأمر كلامه وتشريعه سبحانه وتعالى. And the Quran is his speech and his knowledge, and therefore it is not created. It is not created. No. ومن الأدلة كذلك. Also from the أدلة. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في سورة الأعراف آية 30 same chapter number 7 verse number 30 الله سبحانه وتعالى said فريقا هدى وفريقا حق عليهم الضلالة إنهم اتخذوا الشياطين أولياء من دون الله ويحسبون أنهم مهتدون ويحسبون أنهم مهتدون. In the chapter number 7, the verse number 30, a group he has guided, Allah has guided, and a group deserved to be in error, because surely they took the shayateen, the devils, as helpers and protectors instead of Allah, and think that they are guided, That's why they were misguided. Because of their own actions. They make their decision. Because of their own choice. قال الشيخ حفظه الله وَلَا يُضِلُّ اللَّهُ إِلَّا مَنْ يَسْتَحِقُّ الضَّلَالِ وَيَكُونُ هُوَ السَّبَبْ فِي الضَّلَالِ وَالْغِوَايَةِ Allah caused those who are astray to stay and remain on that path because they deserve that. Why? Because they took the means of misguidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the sending of the prophets and the messengers to his servants, they made clear to them the path of good from the path of evil. The path that lead to his pleasure, that lead to safety, from the path of ruin and destruction. And certain people, they choose that. They choose to be on the path of evil. So these people, they cannot use the qadr of Allah as a proof to justify their evil. And also we mention the ayah number 5 in Surah As-Saff. فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ When they turned away from the truth when he came to them, they don't want to hear it, they don't want to accept it, they don't want to even investigate, they don't want to listen, they turned away in pride and arrogance, then Allah caused their hearts to stray away. And Allah does not guide the renegade and the rebellious and the wicked people. فَلَيْسَ لِأَحَدٍ يَحْتَجَ عَلَى اللَّهِ أَبَدًا No one can say, look, Allah created us for someone who is not worshipping Allah. If someone is worshipping somebody else, instead of worshipping the creator of the universe, of the heavens, the one who created him or her, and fashion them in the best form, provide them with endless bounties from the fresh air they breathe, the fresh water they drink, the varieties of food. He gave them everything. The heart, the pump, that blood, those veins, or those little veins too, what they call them? Blood vessels? The little ones. Capillaries and what? And the cells too, and the blood cells. Who gave you all that? Can you go pack on the blood cells in Walmart? No, you can't. Who put that in your body and who maintained these things? We don't even know. You don't even know. Look at this skin, you look at it. That skin is amazing. Just the skin itself. Not what's under the skin. There is a membrane over there. And there is a cytoplasm. And there is some cells. And that's the cell itself. But you cannot see it. You have to have a microscope. And that cell itself is alive. And he has a lot of constituents in the cell. You know what they're called? We're going to give you the sum of the constituents of the cell.
Nucleus. Proton, nucleus,
Plasma. It's amazing. So he alone deserves to be thanked. Look at some people that they have blood disease. SubhanAllah, illness. And I said, but we, mashallah, look at you, you're fine. Some people, they think, just because they don't have the money they wanted, they think they have nothing. What do you mean you have nothing? You can see. That's nothing. You hear, that's nothing. Your heart still pumped blood, that's nothing. Your intellect, some other people are crazy, they don't even know what day it is. But you can know who you are, where you at, what day it is. And you're able to move your neck. I'm sure, at least once in our lifetime, if not all of us, many of us here in this room, you woke up with neck cramp. Raise your hand, the one who never happened to him. Someone who never woke up with the cramp in his neck. All of you happened to you, right? What happened? Is it something good? Difficult, right? You can't even move. You can't move, you're like this. Forget about it, you can't drive a car like that. You can sleep. You sleep with difficulty. But now, mashallah, you can move yourself and you can run and subhanAllah. You eat the food, but there is a factory right there inside. There is a factory. Start right there from your tongue. That saliva that makes the food, the teeth that break it down, then this passage that go through, then it settle in your stomach, then there is enzymes, there is what? Acids, enzymes,
acid, water.
And water, this, everything in proportion. If you have more acids, that's a problem. You have more enzymes, that's a problem. If you don't have enough acid, that's a problem. And everything is processed. We don't even know. You're chillaxing somewhere. But there's a lot of things going on right there. And then the blood transports the nutrients to the cells. And also the blood transports what else? The oxygen. And take back what? The CO2. Carbon
dioxide.
That's what Safwan says, Carbon monoxide?
Dioxide.
That's what it is? Monoxide or dioxide?
Carbon dioxide.
I says say CO2. That's easy. That's what it is. That's the formula. CO2. Now, one molecule of carbon and two of oxygen. Now, SubhanAllah, it's amazing. And who created this? That's the one we worship. The one who creates us. That's why Allah says in the Quran, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. You want signs that Allah exists? For those who they say, no, there is no God. Or for those who they say, God is a human being. Or for those who say, God is a, أعوذ بالله. I can't even say it. Some people worship cow and say he's a God. A cow. No, the one who has the right to be worshipped is the one who creates. And Allah creates us. So we as Muslims in Islam, we don't worship someone who... No, the one who created us and maintains us. The one who creates the air, the fresh air we breathe. And the water and the variety of food. The one who creates this earth. He created it. And what's in it? What are the things that we enjoy as food or drinks or... Or even those things that we enjoy, as a landscape, and animals, and birds, and butterflies, and fish. So no one should use the decree of Allah as a proof. Say, for example, listen, man, especially when they stand in front of Allah on the Day of Judgment, for certainly they cannot say, well, you created us. And You know, like, remember what they said? You know, they said, listen, if Allah knows what we're doing, and He didn't correct us, so He's pleased with that. No, you need to correct yourself. This life is a test. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, one of the scholars, he says, we give an example for these people. He said, the same person who says, look, I know I'm supposed to do what is right, but he's doing what is evil because Allah made them do that. He said, okay, this person, he's driving a car, and he's driving, and then there is some bad, I don't know what, the bridge is out, and they have a detour. What the person do? Does he follow the detour, or he's like, I don't care. Allah made me go, whatever happened, happened. And they just go on the bridge and fall and, huh? They don't. They make the detour. Why they make the detour? Who can explain that?
They had a choice.
Huh?
They had a choice.
Why they didn't go straight?
They were trying to avoid harm.
To avoid what? Harm. They want what? When you avoid harm, you're seeking what? Safety. It's the same thing. So now why are they harming themselves with shirk? With ascribing partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And going against His orders. We know going against orders, what you usually do. What's the consequences of going against orders? Huh? Is it a good thing or a bad thing? Give an example. You work in Walmart. And somebody work in Walmart, right? And then they said to him, the first day up, they said, okay, the manager said, look, you're my team. Alright, here's your program. You're going to show up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Alright, 4 o'clock, man, not 4:05. 4 o'clock, alright? And then you're going to work at the produce section. Alright? You're assigned in the produce section. And then you're going to stay there until 2 o'clock, 12 o'clock. 5?
Got to pray for
you. No, no, no. This, the people. Oh. Now we're talking about the shift. Until 1, you say 1, from 4 to 1. Right? And you're going to work from Monday to Friday. Can this person show up at 11 a.m.? Can he or not? Yes, he can if you want to do that. But what's going to do if he show up? Okay, you're Abdullah, you're that manager. And then you expect this person to come at 4 a.m., but then, no phone calls, nothing, no text. Then, all of a sudden, he's coming at 11 a.m. Now, Abdullah, what would you do? You, Abdullah. He's Abdullah, too?
No.
What is it? He's helping you out. Oh, okay, that's good. Abdul Hakim, what do you think? Write him up. Do you say to him, oh, you come in at 11? Oh, man, just come here, man. Here is some bananas. Get a breakfast.
Yeah, let him go.
Now, get a breakfast.
Fire that guy.
Fire him, see?
Fire him.
There you go, see?
Fire.
Why fire him? Why? Is he because he's black?
No.
Is he because he's white? He's from Pakistan?
No.
He's an Arab? Why? Why?
Disobeying orders.
Disobeying orders. He disobeying orders. They told him to come at 4, and he knows that. And he, because that man said to him, excuse me, what shift you're in? Oh, yeah, yeah, yours, man, you're my team. But we start at 4. Yeah, you start at 4. I start at 11, man. I come whenever I want. The manager cannot come whenever he wants. So now he tell him, no, man, it doesn't work like that. He says, listen, man, I don't care what you say. Me, I come at 11. And I'm leaving at 12, by the way. Then he's going to tell you, you know what? Leave now. You don't work here anymore. Look, now, at Walmart or any given factory, they want you to come on time, do what you're supposed to do, don't mess around, and they want you to comply with their orders, don't mess up orders, and for what? They didn't give you the eyes, your eyes. They didn't give you your brain, because if you lose your brain, you're done. They don't give you your hands. They didn't give you your fingers. They didn't give you your skin. They didn't give you your intellect. You steal. They give you what? 750? Now, what is it? 7 something, right? 7 some. working all day for $7 an hour. And they still don't want you to go against the orders. So why people go against the orders of Allah who created them? Fashion them in the best form. Huh? Give them everything that only Him can give. Intellect, health, sound mind. Huh? Allah. And still gonna go against His orders like that? Like I'm free to do whatever I wanna do? Nah, subhanAllah. So that person really, who's driving, he choose not to go to destruction. He choose. Because he knows if he keep going, that's bad. He's never, no one in his right mind, he's gonna drive, and then he's in a hospital, almost lost his life. Why he do it? Did it? Well, listen, man, don't you know? Didn't you see the detour? I saw it. Why keep you going? Doesn't matter. Nobody in his right mind do that. Ayna. ثم ساق المصنف حديث حديث عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه. Then the Imam al-Sabuni mentioned the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud. We'll read to you the English translation. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, look, this is, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this when? How long ago? How long ago? 10 years ago? 100 years ago? Huh? 1,000 ago? Over 1,000. At least some 1,400 years ago. At least. Well, listen what the Prophet said. Now that the doctors can tell you, wow, how come this man said this? Huh? It was no technology, no microscope, no nothing. The Prophet said, indeed, you are created by being collected in the womb of your mother for 40 days in the form of a drop. Then it becomes a piece of coagulated blood after a similar period, meaning 40 days. Then it becomes a lump of flesh after a similar period. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send an angel. Then Allah send an angel with to the fetus now that is still in the womb of his mother, send an angel with four things. To write four things. You didn't even see the world. You don't even know you're in Georgia or you're in Japan or Africa. You don't even know where. You don't know your parents. We don't know anything. We don't even know where you're gonna land. Four things is already written for you. His provision, his deeds, his period of life, how long are you gonna stay? In 3 days? 100 years? More or less? And whether he will be rich or blessed. Meaning how
rich.
Wretched or happy. By him in whose hand has my soul is. One of you will do the deeds of those who will go to paradise, so that there will be only a cubit between him and it, meaning at the paradise. Then what is decreed for him will overcome him, so that he will do the deeds of those who go to hell, the hellfire. Also, one of you will do the deeds of those who will go to the hellfire, so that there will be only a cubit between him and it. Then what is decreed for him will overcome him, so that he will do the deeds of those who go to paradise and thus enter it. So the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned things that, and he mentioned many things that certain people know, all this science and all of this technology, they can still don't know what it is. Why? Because he's a prophet of Allah. And Allah tells us about him, he does not speak out of his desires. It's all revelation. The Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned many things from the past. In the times of Adam, the creation of Adam. Prophet was not there. He mentioned what took place between Adam and Satan. He mentioned the creation of Adam. The Quran tells us. Mention what happened after that. And Allah sent the first messenger, Nuh, Noah. Then after that, the flood that took place. And then after that, Abraham and his sons, Ismail, Ishaq, Isaiah, Yaqub, Jacob, Yusuf, Joseph. And then after that, Sulaiman, Solomon, Dawood, David, and many others. Musa, alayhi salam, Moses, Harun, Aaron. And then after that, Isa, alayhi salam, Jesus, the son of Mary. And then after that, Muhammad, alayhi salam. And all of these things that he mentioned because of a revelation. He is a prophet of Allah. And he mentioned many things that will happen in his time. He mentioned. He said, for example, in his time, he said that the Romans, they were defeated. They were defeated, but he says, but in a few years, they will be victorious. And that's what happened. They were defeated. But then he said, but in a few years, they will be victorious. And they did. He mentioned that the Constantinia will be a Muslim place at that time. Constantinia? How comes? Yes, this is a prophet of Allah. Constantinia is, by the way, what is it now?
Constantine.
What is it? Istanbul. In Greece, yeah.
Turkey.
I said Turkey. Talking about. Yeah. So we may answer it. Yeah, Naam is in Turkey, Istanbul. And he says that Rome will be open as well and be land of Islam. Now people they hear, they're like, yes, it will. Because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. And he said that Islam will reach every corner of the land. Every corner. And he will. Because this is the statement of a prophet of Allah. Is it going to happen tomorrow? 100 years from now? 1,000? Allahu A'lam. That's up to Allah when this is going to happen. But it will reach every place, every house. As the Prophet ﷺ mentioned. Here Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, Shaykh Rabi'ah wa ta'ala says, لهذا, because of this hadith, كان السلف يخافون من سوء الخاتمة ويخافون من النفاق. Because of this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned in the end of this hadith, that a person will do the actions of the people of paradise. Salat, fasting, Muslim, good, being nice to his parents, neighbors, this, that, do good. Until right before he died, will do the actions of the people of the hellfire. He will switch. Like someone, been a Muslim and been nice for years. Then he's like, Lord, man, as a normal Islam. He's going to be Christian, for example, a Jew, Buddhist, atheist, agnostic, there is no God. And died on that. All of these 40, 50 years of prayers will be no benefit. You see? Because the deeds are judged by the last thing a person die on. And I give you an example. Let's say someone who's taking a test, right? Someone taking a test. A math test. This person or whatever. This is the final test. That's his PhD. And he was doing, because the teacher who was watching him, he's like, man, this guy is going to get A+. He even get all the bonus questions, right? This test was like maybe 7 hours. Then this man finished. 6 hours he finished. That teacher, he was like, wow, this man, if he only knew, this man is got it all right. And all of a sudden he start crossing off answers and put the wrong answers. And then he hand the paper. So what's going to happen now? How are they going to grade him? A fail. He worked hard, but now the end was bad. Can you imagine somebody else? He has everything wrong. But then he has 1 hour and he says, let me review what I'm doing here. And he began to review. He's like, 3 plus 2, It's not seven. Why I put seven? Because sometimes under pressure, people, they don't even know what's going on. Seven, that's five. So he corrected. He corrected this one, he corrected this one, and he handled that. Is he going to fail? No. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالِ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. Likewise, a person is upon shirk. He didn't worship Allah. He's doing bad, evil. He's praising other than the one who he's supposed to be praising. For years. For years, he's like, man, I gotta do whatever I'm gonna do. I'm a free man. There is no God. There is nothing out there. I'm myself. Some even say, I'm my own God. Nobody tell me anything. I'll do whatever I wanna do. I eat whatever I want. I get up whenever I want. I go wherever I want. Nobody has to tell me anything. Doesn't matter who is, a father, mother, you don't tell me anything. You don't owe me anything, I don't owe you anything. And the people, they're like, man, listen, man, this is bad for you. No, you're bad. But then, right, for years before they died, Allah softened their hearts. They're like, wow, we're wrong, man, I'm wrong. Yes, there is a creator. And I worship that creator. And I acknowledge that he's the one worthy of worship. And I repent. And I ask him to forgive me. And he died on that. That's good for him. Very good for him. Shaykh Rabi, he said, that's why the ulama, the salaf, the sahaba, and the tabi'een, they used to be afraid of the evil end. How you're going to die, subhanAllah. That's why we have to do the same thing. Now you're praying and stuff, but how you gotta ask Allah firmness upon the truth. Don't grow arrogant and say, "My God, I've been praying for 40 years. That's it. I'm in the paradise already." No. Ask Allah firmness. Praise Him who guided you to that, but then ask Him firmness to keep you on that and protect you. He said that's why the Salaf, they used to be afraid of hypocrisy, nifaq. قال فلا and then the Shaykh gave a beautiful advice for all of us. He says فلا تغفلوا يا إخوة اجعلوا هذا العامل دائما موجودا في نفوسكم الخوف من سوء الخاتمة والعياذ بالله. He says, my dear brothers, he says, don't be heedless. Never ever forget about this very important matter, which is, what is it once again? The evil end. The evil end, dying on other than Islam, dying on other than the right path, dying on a path other than that which Allah is pleased with. He says, never ever forget about this. You have to be afraid for this. You have to be concerned. And that's this concern, that will help us and aid us to make the right decisions. If someone is concerned, for instance, I give you an example. If someone is concerned and don't want to get burned in the hellfire, the hellfire is real. So he's going to take the means that keep him away from the hellfire. He's going to keep away from anything that may lead him to the hellfire. The evil end. If someone knows what is the consequence of drugs and selling drugs, even though the shaitan make it look appealing to the people, man, look, you don't have to go to work, ain't no supervisor, nothing, man, you just go out there a couple hours a day, make a hit or two, man, you make a thousand or two, you the man, right? First of all, it's haram, it's not permissible, because that's harmful for him and for those people he's selling them that poison. Then number two is risky, right? And it's against the law. Because if he's caught, what's going to happen to him? They give him a gold medal. What are they going to give him? Bronze one?
Silver bracelet.
Silver bracelet, yeah. Steel, stainless steel. So he's going to go in jail. He's going to stand in front of a judge. Right? And the judge is going to say, listen, man, you've been doing this and this and this and this. Can that man say, yes, I've done everything? Then the judge will be like, whoa, usually people, what do? They deny everything. But why you're like,
He even that person tell them, listen, judge, let me tell you something. There's a lot of bad things I've been doing, you don't even know. I'm gonna tell you all. He's like, you don't have to, son. No, let me tell you. The police, they just caught me in this corner. I've been doing this for 30 years, man. But then he's like, why are you saying all this? It's okay. And I'm saying this and I'm going free. I'm going home. I ain't going to no jail. He said, how? Put it on Jesus. Didn't he die for our sins? That's what they teach them, right? Didn't they teach them this creed? Jesus died for their sins? Do whatever you want to do. As long as you have love of who? Of Jesus, you're straight. I'm telling you, man, if that's right, why they don't accept it here in the courthouse? The man stand in front of a Christian judge, and he tell him, look, man, Jesus died for our sins. They're like, listen, bro, this is not a church. You're in the wrong spot, man. This is what? The court. Well, guess what? Islam teaches us that you have to behave as a Muslim everywhere you are, in every moment of your life. Nobody died for the sin of anybody. Nobody. And nobody can be blamed for the sins and the faults of anybody else. You think that's justice? For someone to be blamed? For anyone over here, you didn't do nothing. You were sleeping at home, and then somebody did it, and he's like, I've done it, but put it on him. Go get him. Here's his address. He's sleeping right now, by the way. I just text him. Go get him. And then they go get him, he's like, hey, he said we put it on you. What do you say? Oh, yeah, we Christian. Okay. Yeah, all right, no problem. What was the sentence? 14 years, no probation. All right, man. He chose me? Yeah, he said, put it on him. All right. That's what a Christian do for another. Hey. That's how it works. He's going to say, come on, man, let him, you take him. Well, I didn't do nothing. So if a people themselves, they cannot take that, how can a prophet of Allah take the false? How can a prophet who doesn't wrong himself and doesn't disobey Allah take the sins of the sinful and the sinners and the criminals? How? If somebody come to any one of us and say, you're a liar, how you do? You accept that? What about a prophet, subhanAllah? Islam teaches, look man, nobody died for no one's sins. Allah says, وَلَا تَزِرُوا وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. No one will be punished for the faults of others. That's justice. You did it, assume your responsibilities. You're not going to pull it on no one else. You just can't. That's justice. You did it, well, you face it. These people, they didn't do nothing. So why they have to face it for you? Unless if they are accomplice, or they push you, or they have something to do with it, that's something else. So the Shaykh, he says, look, ya Ikhwan, you have to be afraid for yourself from the hypocrisy, from subhanAllah, that you change at the end of your life. So, naam, it's good. You're a Muslim. You're doing what is right. You're dutiful to your parents. And by the way, Islam teaches us to be good to your parents, to our parents, even if they're non-Muslims. You should know this. Even if your parents are non-Muslims, they are upon shirk, polytheism. Not only that. Some parents, they're non-Muslims, but when the son come and say, look, mother, look, father, I'm going to share something with you. You may not approve it, but look, man, just give me some time. I think this is good for me. Just be patient with me for some time. If you see that it's not good for me, you can tell me then. Give me a couple of months, couple of years. Give me. They say, what is it, son? I'm a Muslim. What? Muslim? Especially in our times. He's like, no, mom, I've been studying and I know this is good. All right, son. We give you a couple of months. We give you that year or two. But now there is other parents who are not like that. What? Islam? No way. That's impossible. Some even they say, you're not my son anymore unless you denounce Islam. But Allah tells us, look, if your parents who are non-Muslims, they strive hard to turn you away from Islam, which is the truth, He says, obey them not. Don't obey them. But then Allah didn't say, and disrespect them. Nah. said, but وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Don't obey them, but you're still obliged by Allah to be good to them. Even though they are not good to you. They call you names. But you have to be patient, that's your parents. No, people, they beat up their parents. They insult their parents. They need Islam. If only those parents know the importance, what Islam will do for their children, they will, even if they don't want Islam, they will take their children to be in Islam. And I share with you, Sheikh Falah Ismail. He's from Kuwait. And he came and visited us a couple years ago. And he says he went to Germany to give some, maybe he wants for treatment in a hospital. But then while he's over there, he went to give some classes in this mosque, this masjid in Germany. So the people in there, the administration or something, or the imam, they told him, Ya Shaykh, so if you came a couple days ago, man, you will witness something beautiful we never thought is going to happen to us. He said, what is that? He says, after one prayer, we were sitting in a mosque, and a 12 or 13 young boy, Caucasian boy, a German from Germany, he came in. And, can we help you? He says, look, who's in charge in here? Why? My mother is in a car, I want to talk to him. He said, so the imam or somebody went, he found this Caucasian lady, maybe in her 50s or so. She's like, yeah, what can I do for you? She said, you're in charge here? You're a Muslim? Yes. She says, look, I want you to teach my son Islam. I want him to be Muslim. They were like, you Muslim man? She says, no. Why? If you don't, we will be happy. That's, yeah. But do you mind you telling us what? Why you want, you're not a Muslim. Why you want your son to be Muslim? She said, in her neighborhood, across the street from her house, there was a Muslim, Pakistani family. She said, they've been there for years. She said, she has a lot of kids, grown-up kids. She says, them too, they have kids. She said, when my kids, those are grown-up, they were little, them too, they have little kids. She said, I'm looking at them, and they Muslims, and theirs, and that. She said, but then, she said, for her kids, the first one hits 16, 15, he's gone. Lost him to the streets. The one 14, 15, it's gone to the streets. 15, 16 years old, they all gone, one after the other. They don't call on her, don't check on her. She get nothing but problems from them. That's what the streets give people problems. She said, but the family across the street, those children, they grow up, they are in high school, they still with their parents. They went to college, still come home. And they respect their parents. Take the bags, they go shopping with them, kiss their hands. They got married and move out, but every couple of other days, especially in the weekends, they all gather in the family, cook out, they happy. She said, I'm looking from the window. They bring in gifts to their parents. The father comes, kiss him. They happy. She's like, what's wrong in here? She's like, look, I lost all my children. I have only this one. I don't want him to be like the others. I want him to be like those Muslims. That's why I want him to be Muslim, subhanAllah. Aynah. Ala ayin. Al-adhan. Now, Shaykh Rabi, hafidhahullah ta'ala, he says, subhanAllah, the Sahaba, the best of the people after the prophets and the messengers, alayhim as-salatu wa-salam, they were afraid for themselves from hypocrisy and nifaq. And the hypocrisy is when a person in front of the people, he acts like nice and good, but when he's alone, he's something else. They shows to the people that they are good and they want good, but in their hearts they have nothing but evil. They practice Islam in front of the people, but inside of their heart they have disbelief. The Sahaba, they used to be afraid for themselves that one of them, they are the companions, the best of the people, he said you will find one of them cry all night because of this. crying all night, stand up, can't go to sleep, wondering what his end may be, afraid that he may die on an evil end. And they are the companions of the Messenger of Allah. So said, who will have such a feeling and such concern? The one who has the muraqabah of Allah. The one who constantly knows that Allah sees him and Allah hears him and Allah knows every move when they make and even before they make it. So be aware of being heedless. You got to be diligent, careful. Because this is the consequences are very dangerous. Said we seek refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person should be sincere. Any action you do it for Allah. You don't do it for other people, for show off, to be praised by others. Because this is one of the things that leads to an evil end. When a person began to do things for others, instead to do it for Allah. So when the people see him doing these good things, but he's not doing it to please Allah, doing it for show off, the people, they're like, man, I want to be like him. If they only know. People, they like, because of what they see from that person, they're like, I want to be like him. But nobody wants to be like him because they want it for show off. And if he died on that, that's very bad for such a person. He says it is important for us to be aware of such things, of nifaq, of hypocrisy, of riyah, showing off. And you have to have this muhasabah, you have to have this struggle. You got to have a fight within yourself. You have to have an accounting, take account of your actions. Because you're going to stand in front of Allah for accounting. Do it now. Then the accounting of the Day of Judgment will be easier. But if anyone neglects the accounting today, it's going to make it worse for him when he stands in front of Allah. Today, whatever you do, ask yourself, what did they do there? Did they do it for Allah? If you find that you didn't do it for Allah, that your nafs really wants it, and you were, mashallah, yeah, that's me, alhamdulillah, mashallah. Then you have to do something about it. Say, look, man, subhanAllah, am I doing things for Allah or for the people? I shouldn't be doing things for the people, because people are not going to benefit me in Yawm al-Qiyamah. And we can correct ourselves in this life. We can make adjustments. Ayna. Shaykh Rabi' Hawar Ta'ala, he says, فَلَا بُدَ لِلْإِنسَانِ أَنْ يَخَافُ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَسِئِ إِلَى دَرَجَةِ الْيَأْسِ مِنْ رُوحِ اللَّهِ. He says, yes, you have to be afraid, but in balance, don't let that khawf lead you like it leads others astray, so much so that some people, they even despair from the mercy of Allah. They're like, that's it, man, I ain't going nowhere. Nah. And they stop doing good because they're like, that's it. Nah. Doesn't matter what you do. Allah forgave all sins. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Shaykh says it's very important. ترجو من الله ومع ذلك ترجو من الله أن يحسن لك الخاتمة وتطلب منه ذلك وتلح في دعائك. People, they just want to ask, I want $1 million. I don't know what. Ask safety first. Even if Allah give you $1 billion, you cannot buy a house in the Jannah for $1 billion. You can't buy nothing. Ask for safety first. Yes, ask for money. But ask for that which is better for you. Ask Allah firmness first upon the truth. And ask Allah safety from hypocrisy, safety from showing off. Ask Allah sincerity. Ask Allah for husnul khatima, that Allah cause us to die on a good end. And then you want to ask for the dunya. Don't make all sujood, every sujood, oh, give me money. Oh, Allah, give me more money. Oh, Allah, give me more money. Some money sometimes is trouble. Money is good, but money be a trouble for a lot of people. Ask Allah first the hidayah, guidance, firmness, taqwa, piety, ikhlas, sincerity. And then ask Allah to give you from the dunya what's good for you. What's good for you? SubhanAllah, we have an athar by Ibn Mas'ud. I forget the, mashallah. I don't know what happened to my notebook. I write for it some, when I be reading a book or listening to something from the ulama, I write some benefits. And I'm just going to give you the meaning now. I was going to read everything, but I give you the meaning. Maybe next time you remind me. Atarafu ibn Mas'ud. He says that a servant, subhanAllah, a servant asks Allah for something from the dunya. Money, a business, huh? To excel in this life, in this business, or money, or this. But Allah didn't give it to him, and give it to somebody else. And instead to say, Alhamdulillah, if Allah didn't give it to me, Allahu Akbar, I'm happy with what Allah gave me. He says, no, he's like, man, how, what? He got me. He's better than me. Oh, he has this. He said, and he don't know that this man, he don't even know that if Allah has given him what he wanted, he'd be destroyed. SubhanAllah. He said, if Allah has granted him what he wants, that dunya, that will be the source of his destruction. But Allah wants good for him. That's why he didn't give him that money. That's why his business went bankrupt. He didn't go far. SubhanAllah. So you ask Allah, Ikhwan, first, what's good for you in the hereafter. And ask Allah to rectify your soul, your aqidah, your creed. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us sincerity, ikhlas, piety, to save us from hypocrisy, to save us from shirk, to save us from disbelief, to save us from the evil end. For money, even if you have billions, what, you're going to take them with you? Have you even seen someone, they buried his wealth with him? Not even a penny, brother. When they shroud the person, they shroud him, and that's it. That's how he go. They don't even throw one little t-shirt with him down in the grave. Everything stays behind. But what goes with the person in his grave? What goes? His deeds. Good or bad, that's it. That's what he's going to take with him in front of Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us tawfiq, and to keep us firm upon his deen, and to cause us to die upon that which is pleasing to him. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslima kathira. Today is the 30th. And today is 20th. So it's the 30th and 20th. Today is the 30th and 20th. Who can explain? Safwan, you explain that one. Huh? Say that again?